All right, man, as I like to always start it off, if they on with us or if they are not on with us, BFA is back for season three. We go by BFA, aka 3FA, brothers from another. Simply put, three guys with strong ties discussing topics in their everyday life. So as I sit here, myself being PK, the moderator, I've got Mr. Cornelius the Compass McCall. And I've got Mr. P. Alexander Wally himself right there in your face. Season three, episode one. I'm just going to say episode 21. And we are here. And to get here, 21 episodes in, you know, it takes a little bit of consistency, a little bit of cohesion and a collective effort. But I'm sorry, where are my manners, fellas? How are you guys doing? Tell me something good on this great Wednesday. What's up?
That was such an HR orientation question. I'm sorry, gentlemen. How are you?
Pardon.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. How are you? Okay. All good, man. Just the usual hectic, you know what I'm saying, ping pong effect.
Right.
But you know, nonetheless, we back, we here, and time to do what we do.
As per the huge. Compass,
you no good, doubt, brother? Man. I'm barely hanging on, man. I'm fighting this T-Fred virus. What'd you say, brother?
Oh, lemonade Fred over here.
right. Oh, man. Actually, bro, this is my first beverage, man, in weeks. But it's sort of like BFA tradition. I have a cap, you know, with y'all fellas, but on Wednesdays anyway.
Right.
Man, but other than me fighting this little cold, man, bless.
Got
in front of me, man, over here doing LON merch, man. I'm sweating. We both kind of sick. We sweating and
you said merch. Merch, you say?
Yeah, merch, you say.
Yes. That's what you merch, man.
Weirdo, BFA.
Oh, man, right.
Moderator. I got the mic now. You know, I got that joint now.
I got a cowboy star with a P in it, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
This is that nice Los Angeles Lakers warm-up material, too.
Yeah, man. Nigerian large right there, man.
Scandinavian large, German large, Nigerian large.
Man, all of them.
Yeah. So, I mean, going into season three, man, fellas, we here again. And I didn't want to formulate it as it goes back to like the finale and everything we were talking about from our last episode that we were on. We took the break. But, you know, we were just talking consistency in our lives with this, you know, everything. You got to have consistency all the way around in what you're doing, what you're trying to accomplish, your goals and everything. So a question I'm gonna go ahead and throw out that I've been talking to my cousins and stuff with, you know, me and Jenna always say about our plans to move to this island by the time we turn 40, which is, you know, our 3 years from now. So then Compass said to his wife, you know, once we started to talk about that, or she heard a couple of episodes back, she asked him, well, you know, well, babe, what's our island? So I asked Wally, you know, what's his island? I asked my cousins in the chat this week, you know, what's your island? It doesn't have to be the literal physical island that my wife and I are trying to get to, but what is your island? What's that perfect scenario for you and yours? You know, if y'all drop them in the comments, I just want to throw that question out there, because in order to get to your island, it's going to take some consistency on your part and some cohesiveness with you and your star player being the queen, the kids, you know, all us are on one accord to make all that stuff happen. So us as a collective, I mean, that goes without saying, you got to be consistent to actually be on here and doing what we're doing. The conversations offline to make all this come together and us all being on the same page, that the cohesiveness has to be there. But, you know, I ain't gonna hog the floor. I'll throw it out there and just talk about it, you know?
Compass, you want to take that or you want me to?
Nah, bro, we good. I was just, I had a, yeah. yeah, so, where could you start? You know what I mean? Consistency, man. And me and the Queen, we just had a conversation a few hours ago, man, about we're better together, you know. On occasion, we find ourselves going full steam ahead to what we perceive as to be our north, right? We're going, she's taking LON and she's doing that with it, you know, and I might be taking my own personal channel, BFA, and the way I view LON, and I'm going that way with it, and we're spreading our ideals, you know what I mean? No loss in consistency. However, when we're being consistent together, it's a game changer, you know? And you know, it's caused a few discussions between the two of us. We're like, hey, you know, where do you see this? You know, not LON, not specific to LON, but specific to just life period, you know, BFA, you take BFA. Really, we didn't have, like, we talk about this, you know, on our final season 2 episode, you know, hey, where did you see this going? You know, really, the consensus was we didn't know where it was going, but we were consistent in pushing out a product, right? When we met, we consistently met up on Wednesdays. We fought through the friction points, man, of our IT issues. Consistency, man, is why we are on episode 21, you know. Consistency rules the world, man. PK, you and I, man, we had some offline convos about just be consistent. Me and Wally, too, be consistent. You know, you don't got to be the best at that. Just be consistent. A bad TV show, man, or last 10 seasons if it's consistent.
Yep. You know? And even in that, like even at work and whatever you got going on, though, because I got a coworker. I said, you know, when I first met that person, they was late that day, and they were late every day for 2.5 years. So I mean, like, if you're gonna be bad, like you consistently late, that's just what it is. At least you got a constant in your life, you know. I'm not going. Yeah, I'll just leave that there. But yeah. The consistency, like I said, and I just rattled off a couple of things. I hate that I have to keep saying consistency. They'll know what we're talking about, but to be consistently consistent. Wally, what do you have on that before I hit you with something?
It's kind of like where we've been touching on those narratives in the quotes, you know, just point blank. Sometimes it's like consistency can take you anywhere. You just continue to build, and then ultimately the only thing that's left for you to do is actually just win, because everything else is falling in place. You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of the journey, regardless of the steps, it's not going to always be the same. It's not easy for everybody. It's not going to be that curbside service and everything is right there on the silver platter. Like, you might have to climb that mountain, or you might have to go in that tunnel, you know what I'm saying? You might have to crawl under that barbed wire or something, you know what I mean? It's always something that's going to be there. And it's just a matter of, like, not being able to grow without. See, look, man, hey, you got to get, dude, he over here plagiarizing, talking about consistency. That's what I was about to say. Like, mind your business, dog. Who is that? Anywho, it just boils down to that, man. Like, you could tell a person everything you want to do, but if you ain't putting no, you know, action or effort behind it, what are you talking about?
Yep.
Like, Compass can say, yo, I'm trying to start this sneaker channel. Oh, all right. You ain't going to keep telling us in September. You've been talking about it since April. Like, where is that at? You know what I'm saying? PK ain't going to sit here and be like, yo, I'm trying to do this with Reiki, or we trying to do this with Freak Out as Wellness, or I'm trying to, you know, put this aside by the end of the year for that island. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got something that's going to end up being one of them things that's like, all right, how do I get there? And you just got to put the work in. You don't want to put the work in, you ain't going to have nothing.
So in saying that, there is a... there was a podcast that I've been listening to called Don't Overthink It. And I'll throw this out there. And they just talk about all kinds of stuff, being mindful, literally not overthinking as Wally might tend to do, or Tullis, he tends to overthink everything or try to give you every possible outcome like he's Dr. Strange, you know what I mean? And even I'll get into that where I'll, you know, I'll be overthinking some of this stuff. But it says that consistency is probably the single most important predictor of success, but results take time. And we live in that microwave society where everybody just wants it right then, right now. And it applies to a lot of stuff, you know. Case in point, I got a homeboy hit me up. He's like, yo, P, I'm trying to lose some weight. You know, I want to lose 25 pounds in October. Well, if you consistently start working out or eating better, you will, but you're not just going to jump off the couch and get it. And that's where people fall off when they start working out, or they slip on a meal and just say, you know, they just give up on it. So like I said, the quote or the line was, consistency is probably the single most important predictor of success, but results take time. So you got to put some work in, you got to grind before you can shine. But if you continue to give up and you don't stick with anything, you won't have anything. So
just think about where we are in life as far as those conversations that we have with our wives, you know. Just think back in the, I don't want to say like the wishful thinking days, but you know, the earlier days where you're talking about the life goals and all this other stuff. And then it basically boils down to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I told her, but then I showed her type thing, or, you know, I showed her better than I told her. Not just me, but I'm saying like collectively, that's just, you know what I'm saying? And it just comes from building those habits. Like, you don't have to necessarily play sports. You don't have to be the leader in the group all the time. You don't have to be the president of this or a supervisor. You just have to have, you just got to have that gene in there that's like, I'm just trying to get shit done.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way to say it. You know what I'm saying? Everything is, it's not supposed to be.
So is there something that you feel like you struggle with being consistent on in life right now?
The two most important things that push as well as hold me back are overthinking and patience. You know what I'm saying? Like, the lack of patience will help me get stuff done, but the lack of patience also frustrates me when I don't get the results that I want right away. Okay. Like, I did A through Y. Where is Z? I don't have Z yet. I'm pissed.
Already? And you just started. I just told you the consistency, the single most important predictor of success, but results take time.
I know that. It don't matter.
I hear you talking, but I mean, that still don't change the way I, you know.
That's
Compass,
it.
How about you, Compass? What do you struggle with? You feel like you got it all in control though. You good.
Man, smooth, bro. Life is peak now. Shit. So yeah.
Must be nice.
right. Being consistent, man. I mean, the word is in the title, you know. I still struggle with being consistent, you know what I mean? Because I repurpose my energy and efforts on things that are important to only one party at times, you know what I mean? Or I might be consistent only to produce this result, you know, and then it's like, okay, I'm good. Instead of, and really that's really not being consistent. You know, that's just kind of, I don't even know what that's called when you just do something for that result, but then you move on, you know?
Society, just right then and there. See ball, get ball is what I like to call that.
Yeah, man, exactly. That's exactly what it is, you know? And I'm working on that. Again, me and the wife, we're talking, hey, I need you. Let's iron out these details, you know. Let's talk about this. This is where I want to improve on. because I'm very visual and I like to see it. So damn near an itemized list, you know what I mean? So that I can look at it and be, I'm very, you know, I'm visual, but I'm also hands-on. So I want to see it. I can execute A through Y, Wally, you know what I mean? And then I'm a little bit more patient than I used to be. So I would hope that I could wait on Z. I said a tad more patient, you know, not all the way, but yeah, I'm still working on being consistent, man. In your environment though, your environment kind of pushes that though. I mean, how consistent do you want to be? How consistent can you be? Case of point, man, I lost 956 subscribers up last week. You know, and I was like, you know what?
The compass is broke.
Basically, like, yeah, you know, do I really want to re-edit? Do I want to do that again? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
When do you throw in the towel? Like, let's say you want to do the beginning of the long-term goals and aspirations, Compass Channel, the island. At what point would you take note of the signs and say, all right, I got to change course? Or do you not change course and find a new something?
If it's something I really, really want, which we wanted to move to Florida and we got here, and we want to get to this island, you know, by age 40, even if it happens after 40, say it's 42, you know, whatever it's going to be, if that's what you want, you're going to work for it. You're going to keep building. I think I'm struggling with the consistent, like I want to put a little bit of money away, you know, a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. But at the same time, me and her have the same conversation all the time. I don't want to, and it's not to knock what our parents did, you know, I don't want to put all this money away and live frugally now just so I can have it all when I'm 60 so that I can enjoy it. I want to live now as well. So yeah, I could be throwing a little bit more that way, a little bit more that way. That's what I think I struggle with. Because my workouts are back on tight. You know, when I was, you know, even if you're looking for another job and doing that, you got to fill something out every day. If you're working on your relationship with the wife, you got to, you know, you do something every day and all that kind of stuff. But if it's, how bad do you want it? Is what Janet tells a lot of her clients, training and yoga and everything. How bad do you want it? Do you want to achieve it? You know, because if you give up, I mean, you probably didn't want it as bad as you thought you wanted. You sent us that quote in the group, Wally, a little dude that was saying, I can't remember what it was. I'll pull it up. But if I want it, I ain't throwing in no towel. There ain't no towel. For me.
Word. Yeah, that's, I'm the same way, man. Once I'm on it, like a wild, a tiger, you know, one of them. Yeah, wife, you just said it's irritating. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know what that's, it's that gaze, man. If that's what I'm gonna want to do, yeah, there's nothing else. Like,
how many haymakers do you take? How many haymakers is like, all right?
As many as my chin can hold.
Bro, I'll just take them. I've been in situations, man, where I wanted something and got knocked out. You know what I mean? And, you know, the old wrestling, bro, when they thought you was down, man, and you see that hand
let the arm drop.
Yeah, I don't even know if they still do that, man. You know, get the, you know, yeah, man. And my wife is, she's like, yo, you just.
Here you go, Wally. You sent it. The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want now. That's it. The reason most people fail is because they give up what they want most for what they want right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's patience, but it's that, I hate to put that in there. It's patience, but it's effort. Regardless. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we was laughing about a few minutes ago. Don't tell me what you want. And that's a dope idea. Long term, but you can't get it right away. So it's like it's somebody else's fault or somebody else's responsibility, or it's just a quick fix. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be a millionaire, that get rich quick scheme ain't gonna work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be a millionaire, you want to be a billionaire, that's not gonna happen by January 1st. If it does happen,
good for you.
You are, yeah, yeah, yeah. If it, if that does happen, you're literally lightning in a bottle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying these $30 and Mega Millions tickets say differently, Wally.
Because when I hit that joint tonight, I'm gone.
Yeah. Whether it's something like that, or, you know, if the compass gets discovered through the YouTube success, and then he turns into the Black Ryan and he makes $26 million in a year off of his YouTube connect. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it happens that way, cool, but that's not what it's going to be for everybody. So,
right. That's not right. That ain't a realistic expectation. Right. Right.
But at the same time, everything that you're working for, like we always be yelling about, we be playing what we said, but kind of sort of, but not really. Like, you can't have that hot dog work ethic.
Bro, it didn't start off as a joke.
Right, it did. But, you know, you can't have that hot dog work ethic, but you want filet mignon, man.
Right, right.
So y'all don't think that I'm out here like filet mignon, but you can't have no hot dog work ethic and think it's just going, you know, this going to jump or this going to pop. I mean, Jenna can't sit in the room and say, yo, that Etsy shop going to sell itself, or, you know, a yoga, a virtual client or whatever is going to come to me. You know, it's some work to have to go into that. Man said, I don't think you throw in a towel. Sometimes you just got to change the plan of attack. When I was a store manager and we would be resetting the store or doing a planogram where we have to reset the cough and cold section, whatever. I had one girl, she was a go-getter, but she was C-ball, get ball. She ripped everything off the shelf and then, you know, get called to the front. And now all the products land on the floor. So when the customer sees that land on the floor, they're going to walk by. I had another one. She would go shelf by shelf and do it, take this off, dust it down, wipe it down, all that kind of stuff. And she says, well, the other one that would knock everything down said, how come you never let me do the planograms anymore? You always make me run the register and put her out there and everything like that. I said, because I told you when you started, whatever you're doing out on the floor, you plan the work and you work the plan. That plan that you had didn't work.
Say that again for the people in the back.
You plan the work, you work the plan. We've planned how we want to get to this island. Now we work the plan. Whatever your island's going to be, you plan to work, you work the plan. So that's what man said, you know, with changing your plan of attack. Jenna said, take a break, gather yourself and try again. And she's going through that right now, man. She in a little funk, man. She's like, hey, babe, I ain't got it. Cool. What can I do? And then I can really do just sometimes just going through it. She helps that so many people every day. There's nothing I can do. Rub your feet, take care of the dog, got the dishes, don't worry about it. Dinner, whatever, and you just go through it. But she's planning how she's going to get out of this little funk. You plan to work the plan. If it's extra meditation, the other day I came home, she was laying out in the courtyard, just like in the sun. I was like, that shit is so weird, but it works for her. This is how we go. You know what I'm saying? You know, so be it. Whatever it's gonna be to get you where you need to be. So
that's a hot sun, man.
Man, that floor.
I'm the person that don't need to ride by and see that.
Yeah.
Because I'm out, right. I'm out the car. I'm combat rolling out the car. I ain't even put it in park. Like, car's still rolling. I'm like, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's cool. I saw what she said. That y'all had that conversation about the man in the diamond mine.
Yep.
I feel like that's where I'm at right now. Not from a giving up standpoint, but I feel like I've reached my boiling point, but yeah. I'm literally like right here. Yeah, right here. Like, yeah. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say like I'm at the point where I'm going to tap out. Clearly, I'm not going to tap out, but I'm like, yo, like, what's going on? All this progress, all this pushing, all of this, everything that I'm putting into making shit work. And then now here we are. I'm literally looking, check the flag right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't try to grab it and pull it. Don't pull it back now after all this work. Like, that's mm-hmm. That's A through Y. A through Y is done.
Yeah, right. Brad said, I get stuck in tunnel vision without seeing the whole picture. That's the forest for the woods. So you have to pull back, look at the whole thing. Yeah, And then my buddy John Crawley, he said that jackpot is his tonight, so thanks for contributing. Well, Crawley, if you hit, I'm gonna need my cut, man. But yeah, it's a but you gotta stick with it. Like I said, she hit me up, so I sent her a little video like, hey man, like you one of the strongest people I know, man. Everything that you go overcome, everything that we're going through, you know, I'm here for you. We gonna push through it. You know, people say, man, you and Janet, y'all, you know, the perfect couple, y'all got it made. Y'all could throw it on cruise control, man. Marriage is a consistency thing too. It takes work. You know what I mean? It's a lot of work that's got to be put in. And then you guys having kids, that's another dynamic to stay consistent, to be, you know, at Victoria's practice, taking Gabriel here, spending time with Shell, making sure Elijah got what he needs, making sure you out there on the grind when Pulitzer McCall, you know, is pushing these books out.
Pulitzer! Ooh, man.
Yeah, you know, Pulitzer McCall's out here pushing these books, and you got it. That's a consistent thing. Them books ain't gonna sell themselves. Her vision, you know, LON Academy's not gonna get built by y'all sitting there. We got this book, it's on Amazon, go check it out. If you ain't consistently pushing that, dropping some, mentioning that, it's good luck. You know what I mean? They can just collect us and that just be what it is. Right. So another thing that I saw, you know, a lot of people say find your why. And off that same podcast, Don't Overthink It, it says removing optionality and having a reason or a why is going to aid your consistency. So like, why am I doing it? If you have a why, it'll aid you in being consistent with it. And it talks about the success of his morning routine. And I'm big on routines. I think that is going to be a consistency type thing. I am big on routines from the time I get up. In 5 to 6 minutes, I get up my meditation, my affirmation, because I get up hype, morning person hype. She'd be like, yo, chill, take that downstairs, you know, whatever. And it's routine. When I get to the job, cup of coffee, you know, go say the haze and everything like that, get logged in. I have to open Internet Microsoft Edge on this computer. I have a Google Chrome on this computer because some of that stuff we use doesn't. It's just a whole lot of stuff that's habit and routine. 3:30, 4 o'clock, I'm out of there. I come home, I get the dog, take the dog out, see what's going on. Well, see the wife, what's going on. You know, so that routines and what's your why? Well, I'm going to work and I'm advancing, I'm excelling. I'm making sure everything's good on the home front and everything because that is my why. That's why I go to work. That's why I do this. I'm going to the job because I am trying to get to this island. And it's just simple. It's as simple as my morning routine. If I miss that, I don't know how it's going to go. I got to get that, you know? So, and then it says the idea of having a reason acts as a reinforcing factor. And once you've done it once, it promotes consistency in the future as well. So my man that's trying to lose the 25 pounds, I run 2 miles 4 or 5 days a week. I work out 5 days a week. Most weeks, I'm going to get 4 days, five for sure. Well, 4 for sure, and then a 5th. But I said, my man, just get out and start walking first. You know, change the diet a little bit. And then, but you got to find a why. Why are you doing this? Because the doctor said you need to lose 20 pounds, or do you want to lose it for you? And it be for you. So that's it. But yeah, that marriage is, that's a consistency type thing. Agree? Disagree?
No, definitely. Yeah. You just, I mean, it just, it's all on how the plan is laid out. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't mutually discuss a plan and then it's gonna work 100% on a 90-10 or 80-20 or, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's not gonna work that way. But as far as that, like when you see stuff like that, like how do y'all feel when there's certain things that you do for your significant other, like, or just for yourself or for the kids, and you know, you get hit with the microaggressions. Like, what do y'all think? Like, where does that come from? Does that come from? Does that come from jealousy? Does that come from bitterness towards you? Or does that come from an internal battle of I'm not happy with where I am?
Oh, so we're getting ready to unpack those two statements, the two statements we've been saying.
Yeah, because those is heavy. Both of those are individual heavy statements.
That's what you want to go with. So you're going with the must be nice that people love to say.
Well, yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like, just I mean, we pretty much, as far as like the consistency thing and how we collect.
Yeah, we
action with that. The next cue on there are the microaggressions of, you know, just how people see the progress of what you're doing for yourself, for mm-hmm. your wife, for the family in general, or the personal, just any personal aspirations that people see and they're not willing to make time for, or they just don't have it in them to just manifest anything productive past their words. You know what I'm saying? So how do y'all feel as far as like, oh man, you know, it must be nice to have a little YouTube sneaker channel, or, you know what I'm saying? Dang, it must be nice to have a little, you know, She Gathers Wellness, and you doing this yoga stuff, and man, that's cool. I know somebody that do yoga too, but they don't be doing all that extra stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, what's y'all take on that?
Attack that first, because I got to spin that back and ask you the same thing, Wally. But, you know, when they say, well, you guys, when we say we're moving to Florida, I mean, you guys can just up and do that because y'all don't have kids and this, that, and other. That must be nice. Or you have, oh man, your car paid off, her car paid off, and you got all them J's and all that. Like, it's a must be nice and all. But I've worked for all of my stuff, and I tell you, you could do the same thing. You could have that same stuff too. So why you checking me? You know what I'm saying? You could be out there getting to it as well. So my response most of the time to that is, hey man, you could have the same thing. Well, I wouldn't afford the same opportunities that. Yeah, but I hate the statement when they say, you know, I'm a product of my environment. You don't have to be. You want to be. You can get out of the hood or whatever it is. But when it's that must be nice, you know, y'all move to Florida. It is nice, actually. Yeah, you can do it too. You know what I'm saying? You plan to work and work your plan. You can do the same thing. So that's mine. My yo must be nice to me. It is nice, and you can do the same thing. Really.
Man, me and Danny get that all the time, man. But I, yeah. You know, if people who say that, man, if they can only think what our aspirations look like, if they think, you know, where we are currently is nice, like, yeah. I really wish you could see where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You really hate us then. Mm-hmm. You know, this, I mean, where we are is a product of the work we put in, you know, in our hot dog work ethics over the past 20 years, you know what I mean?
Filet mignon, please. Filet mignon.
Right. You know, this is really, we bring in our plans to life, you know? Basically.
Right when those things become the most frustrating for me, not being happy with the results or the progress of not getting to my checkpoints, I'm looking at stuff and I'm like, man, like, this should have already been done, or I should have been past this, you know, way before now. And then, you know, talking to my coworkers and, you know, talking to the homies at work, you know, when I tell y'all about those same conversations, it's like, it's a slap in the face, but it's the reality check. I'm not purposely looking for it, but I always get it from y'all and from them, where it's like, yo, like, dude, you doing, you know, two different podcasts, you in school, you're doing whatever workouts, you're doing this family thing, you're doing this nonprofit stuff, you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're pushing in so many different directions right now. You don't even realize it. You're still complaining and not understanding that you're doing more than what most people would do without restrictions. You know what I'm saying? And you have a lot of restrictions that would be understandable if you fall short in any area of which you're putting all of your time and energy into.
Right. So is that where people fall short consistently? You spread too thin? You feel like people do too much on their plate?
Spread too thin, yes. But also, I think a lot of people, which I struggled with this a while ago, where I felt like I needed to know if I was, you know, being supported, or, you know, my ideas were respected in that sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to think like, dang, yo, you know how people used to be like, oh, well, we homies, and if I want to do something, you should support it. Like, nah, it don't work that way. And I'm not saying like physically come out of your pocket and give me something to support me or to hold my hand through the process. I just mean to be more enthusiastic about it. I used to expect that because that's what I gave. So I was expecting reciprocation on that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, like what's going on? Like I'm putting the energy out to be supportive and I can't even get a third of that back. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't really cheering for you, you know? Yeah. I am, but I'm not really, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you telling us, and you said, you said you're nonprofit, and you told me, you know, you told me about Joyful L. Joyful L is a big thing. First of all, I keep telling you to stop discounting that. Wale will like to deflect and won't let us give him the true props that he deserves for what he's doing. So you told me it took a little knock this year, and you're not going to be able to. You will be able to. I know it's going to happen. But you were like, yo, what am I going to do? Well, the Wale I know is going to make it happen. It may not be on the grander scale, but that's a big deal that you are taking your time, money, effort, and everything that you got going on and still trying to bless families and take care of them. That is a big deal. You know what I'm saying? That's not, but how your little joyful elf doing? You know what I'm saying? So if I say that to you, that don't piss you off?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a big deal to you then. It means a lot to you if it pisses you off.
Like,
you know what I mean?
I ran into people in January, February, like, yo, I seen the little elf joint. Like, oh, that was cool. Or the little joyful, what is it, joyful what? Like, yeah. You know what it is.
Yeah, you know what it is.
You saw everything.
Yeah, bro, those micros.
Yeah, your little joyful elf thing or whatever. But
right, yeah, the little elf
but you
joint.
Said, you know, that's not cool. Yeah, it is. This is your time of season. This is where you're going to shine. Some family's going to be blessed with what you got going on. That's a big deal.
It is cool. I'm just saying it's downplayed. Oh yeah, that little elf joint that was all right.
I'm up playing it as yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
what
and then did? That's when you start laying down the metrics about all the families you affected.
Mm-hmm.
Per zip code, per school,
per school, yeah, per capita. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you're talking about my little joyful. And my man's got the PS5 and didn't even get the extra controller. You can't even play with him. You know what I'm saying? But you talking about the joyful, you know? So I'm with you, man. That's a big deal. Compass Channel's a big deal. Legacy of Negasi's a big deal. The merch's a big deal. Everything you got going on, especially when you put your time, money, effort, sweat, equity, and all that kind of stuff into it consistently. Oh, yeah, it's something to be talked about. No doubt. No doubt.
It all is, way around. Man. It is. And it doesn't even have to be that grand of a feat. You know what I mean? Man, if you're waking up every day, bro, and you're hustling, you know, you're getting to it, you know, hey, bro, you know, I was able to meet this weekly metric by, you know, ahead of schedule, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal to me.
Dana, for you and Dana, Compass, I'm sorry. I have an educational question. Like, how do y'all feel about that? Because I'm not there yet with my plans. Y'all are exactly where I'm trying to go with educating, with the books. What I'm doing it's helpful, but it's fun. What y'all are doing is it's
he didn't say and it's fun. He said it's helpful, but it's fun. Well, let me. I'm letting him finish. Then we're gonna clarify
What y'all are doing is like, regardless of if it's fun or not, is powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel when people kind of give you like the lesser reaction to what y'all are doing?
Okay.
Like, y'all writing children's books. Oh, y'all reading the kids? Oh, that's cool. Like, how do you feel about that? Because it's one thing for it to be something fun, but y'all really out here doing something that is the ultimate goal of educating children. So what's that like for y'all?
So we've run across, it's been consistent on the types of people, but I can't quantify how many. We've run across those people who say, hey, you know, they don't say it, you know, but it's around, it's along the lines of, you know, y'all a publishing company or whatever, you know. Yeah. We've had people completely buy into the idea of what it is, you know, and then we've had people who support it just because we are who, you know, because they look like us, you mm-hmm. know. We've had people buy into it because really they wholeheartedly believe in educating youth, you know. The way that we deal with it, when we come across those microaggressors or we come across those people who basically minimize the effort, you know, we it's harder for me. It's harder for me because I'm aggressive and I'm trying to, I'm about to email you. I'm calling.
Brooklyn, say what?
Let's set up a face-to-face, you know, and Dana's like, you know, nah, it's going to come back around, you know.
AJ said, microaggression is a mother.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man.
And folks want to see you make it just now farther than them.
Yeah. Man, Kate, bro. Yeah.
My boy Coles, man. He be,
you know.
It's even people.
The event that we did, what was that, Dana, the week before last? You know, that initial organization basically said, hey, we don't want your book in our organization.
I remember that.
Attended the event by the same organization plus their parent organization. And they were like, you know, where have y'all been? You know what I mean? And they gave us this big old art bomb, basically, you know, like, hey, you know, you guys outshine the, it was whatever, you know. And basically, you know, remember I was telling y'all how I got that envelope pasted on my mm-hmm. fridge. Yeah, that art bomb is right there too, you know. But it's hard, Wally. Me and you talked about this, bro, when it was just us two.
Yeah, that was an alright episode.
Yeah, it was alright, whatever. It was look, right. Yeah. The little 2FA.
look, it was cute, little cute episode.
Yeah, it's really hard, man, because I like to. Yeah. If I shine on you and you didn't look at me like I could, oh yeah, I'm trying to throw that in your face immediately.
Mm-hmm. Pie face P. Like,
So they ain't want the book, so they end up getting the book, the tent, the veteran hats, and everything out there on them. Oh man.
Is it okay to how long do you keep it with you though? Do you use it to fuel the fire and then keep pushing, or do you take it and keep it right here just as a constant reminder while you check each box?
Me?
Hopefully. Now,
Dana's saying it depends. Me? Nah, bro, that's a forever thing.
Ever?
Hey, give me one.
Case in point. I got demoted when I was in the Army, man. Year one in the Army, 2003. Got demoted, right?
They sent them back to AIT. They sent them back to AIT. Start over,
demoted me, man. I'll never forget her name. I'm not going to, you know. Demoted me, told me I wasn't never going to make it in her Army, man.
Get out of here, Tyrone.
Brandon, same lady, man. 2000, when we got to Campbell? 11, we got back? 11, 12? Lo and behold, we going inside base housing, you know. I didn't progress substantially by then. And I run into her and her husband, you know. And I outranked these people from, what was this, maybe 9-10 years earlier. And I just kind of look at them and, hey, how y'all doing? I give them, you know, but I'm, at this time, I'm like this because I want y'all to peep.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
You know? never forget it. And you're talking almost 10 years later. I'm keeping that forever. We're going to see each other again.
I just let it roll.
Petty Hardaway. Petty Hardaway.
Petty Pendergrass.
And man called me Supreme. He called me a Supreme Light Skin because I put some chapstick on one of the last episodes. And PK did that. So the value on the darkness has gone down a little bit. Oh, and he did it twice.
Well, this is one of our business shout outs.
So. It don't matter. Don't try to use that now. He had the PK on there. Good.
You know what I mean? Cool. So. Oh, man. I don't have the capacity and the bandwidth for it. So, y'all done gave, yeah. The words let me see what I wrote down here. Inspiration doesn't precede action, but instead it often follows it. That was random. I wrote, okay. That was supposed to plug somewhere, but I missed it.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this. Why are you not supportive of something because you don't feel like listening to it no more?
Why are you not? Okay, I see.
I was told, dog, man, that's messed up, man. We homies. I figured you would have cared a little bit more about what I'm telling you. You've been telling me for a couple years now.
I can't care or want it more than you do.
We started here together. Again, everybody's journey is different. Everybody's path is different. Literally. And this doesn't matter. Everybody's life goals are different. He's the same as you, P. He has no children. Not married. Military. 14 years in. Why are you not? And they would have paid for you to go to school. Bro, you never started.
So what's his complaint? Like, what is he?
It's literally like, and it's never like shade or nothing. It's just like, yo, how's it going? What's good? I'm like, man, I'm straight. Like, what's up with you? And, you know, we exchange those pleasantries. And then from there, it's like, yo, like, what's up with the school thing? Like, I don't throw it out there because I know where I'm at. But, you know, he'll say, yo.
No, like, no. Throw that out. Oh, yeah, bro. I'm considering my doctoral program.
I give the update. And then when I'm like, yo, like, what's going on with you? Like, man, I don't know, dog. I thought you would have kind of been rocking with me a little more on that, but you know, I just ain't never really jumped in.
Rocking with you how? Like,
you want me to sign you up for the classes?
You want me to sign you up? Yeah.
You want me to go to the admissions office with you?
Do the work too?
You know?
You want me to do the work? Like, you're not my wife. I would do that for her, but
don't dim your light, man.
I will do your homework if you pay me though.
If you pay, I'm staying.
I'm just saying, bro.
You know? Yeah, don't
hang up my cash app.
Don't dim your light, man.
Yeah, bro. You know,
but like Janet say it all the time. I can't want it for you more than you want it for yourself, man. I can't care. People say I could care less. That's incorrect. I couldn't care less. Because if I could care less, that means you could care less. But
no, bro, I wish I could care less. Like, I wish it was sometimes, certainly, I wish that I could care less.
But if I'm already at, I couldn't care less.
I'm a caregiver. You know, PK, we talked about this. Naturally, sometimes I wish that I could care less.
Is it fair to be a caregiver and still be the leader of No Fox Given?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm out, man.
Oh, he hit me with the undisputed. No, I'm just saying, because I applied for, I'm trying to be executive VP. I'm just saying, it's just hard not to just.
You know, it's hard out here.
And you know, man, I'm gonna tell you, man. Between my wife, certain battles that I go through, you know, the two of you. Appeal to those dark and positive scruples, right? And I know
national internet, he says scruples.
Scruples. if I've used If I view, because bro, when I first learned that word, man, I was like, wow, is that's what that is? You know, basically, yeah, man, if I've already made my mind up about a certain viewpoint, I'm going to Philly P. If I'm not really sure, I might go to PK. But if I want a general consensus, I'm bringing it to both of y'all. You know, I already know both of your outlooks on certain things, man. You know, and yeah.
So are you coming? So let me ask you this: are you coming to me to talk you out of it, or to tell you, or to be the hype man? Do that.
Spliff star, bro.
all right. Okay, I can do that.
Now, PK has he's flashed a few times and kind of surprised me, you know. And I was like, okay, I wasn't expecting that, you know. I wasn't expecting that.
What are you expecting from me? A more conservative answer on it?
Well, I get that from both of y'all. Really, I don't get that. You know, that hard. Hype man from I get that more from Wally than I do Preston, obviously. But I get it's a good balance between the two of y'all, you know. But there's been certain conversations that we've had. Yes.
Brad said I'll be a groupie. I'm sorry. I just popped up.
If you want to wild out, go to Wild Polly. If you want to sound mine, go to PK.
Well, nah, PK has given me some advice, man. Like, you know, and I'm like, oh man, I was not expecting that part, you know.
I'm Hoodie Kermit, dog. That's it.
I don't come to y'all with nothing because I don't like y'all that much. So,
and that's cool, bro. Just, you know, just be here next Wednesday.
I'm just here. Yeah, so you know, in case this thing take off, I want my cut. I'm gonna be like the little dude on the meme. Like, we got
Corey has an application in, and so does Brujillo. Is that his name?
Jenna said, I couldn't care less or could care less, whichever one means the lesser of them.
That's that mermaid. Boy,
the clip just got loaded again.
Yeah, it did, man. So, where are we at?
I don't.
Is this gonna be a shorter episode? Are we kind of good coming back, lighthearted? You know,
man. This is I really wanted you to be a part of that 2FA we had, and this is sort of that same vibe, man.
No, I'm good.
I'll tell you what, I'm
still over here working the comments. Everything that's getting commented back from BFA is coming from me, not from y'all.
I'm directly doing it from my person, sir. What are you talking about? What you talking about, player? Patrick? Mm. With the blue car?
That
fit 11 people in there.
Man, when I was a senior in high school, I had two cars. Must have been nice, huh? At that point in time, that was nice because I wasn't. I had an 87 Cutlass Supreme and an 02 Honda Accord.
I'm getting threatened by. Yeah.
Were you not working? You know,
I did, but not enough to have no two cars.
Had a little job. He had a little job.
I had a little Ponderosa Steakhouse gig, you know.
Bro, listen, man.
What's up?
I had two cars too, bro. And I'm gonna tell you, remember them decisions we talked about earlier? You know, I had a Isuzu Rodeo that I totaled, and I had a Geo Metro, man, that sat this low. The two-door joint, it sat this low, right? And the stick, it was a stick shift that I didn't know how to drive. And the clutch, man, was
tearing the clutch up on that thing.
Yeah, that joint was this high. Yeah, so, you know what I mean?
You're wild.
We were the same, bro, but different.
Right. We were the same adjacent. Y'all keep my attention and just about everyone knows how hard it is. Oh, my boy AJ. I'm gonna have to get with AJ and get him on an episode, see what we can slide him in. Cause you talking about rabbit hole, man. Cole's be having me on a journey sometimes, man. Some
really?
Stuff we be kicking back and forth. So I got to see if we can get Cole's on, man, because he be wilding. He be wilding. We be on. That would be a quality. Brad was at Luigi's out gate 6. I actually remember that too with the Jeep. I remember that too. So I think we ran through what we have. I got shout outs. Hit us up. Intro on next week. I do got three little things. Today is National Coffee Day. Y'all know how my affinity for coffee and how Wally doesn't approve of my stockpile that my mom sends me, and I'll go buy. She sends me a care package with all.
Be back when he's done talking about the coffee.
I'll still go to Dunkin' and get coffee. Today's National Coffee Day. I was gonna have one, even a decaf, but I decided. This is also.
I had one too, man, because I remember that, P.
It's also Keep Kids Creative Week. So you know, if you're working with the kids, man, this is the week to make sure you're keeping the kids creative. And then this is just because I got a funny story to go along with this. This is National Deaf Dog Week. So we have a dog, and a couple of months ago, our daughter, my sister-in-law, was holding the dog, and the dog decided it wanted to jump out of her hands and hit his face on the concrete, on the hardwood floor. So a couple of weeks go by, we got the dog nursed her back to health and everything. She just had a little bit of a limp and everything. But it was one day we was chilling, we was calling the dog's name, and the dog was not responding. We thought she had went deaf. So, I mean, we went upstairs, and I called her name. She wouldn't move. We rung the doorbell. She wouldn't bark and all that kind of stuff. So when I saw National Deaf Dog Day, I had to get that in there because we thought she had went deaf. We was already looking up how to care for a deaf dog and stuff like that. You know what I mean? We thought we had lost her. But now... Now she's good to go. She just hard headed, you know. Now, so y'all done ran out. Good night. This man had a geo and all. Can George Coles fix Cornelius's compass? He might be able to. You know?
Man, I'm saying, yeah. I'm at a recalibration phase. You know.
I got you. I got you. So, I'll give you the hit us up. BFA2Quad4@gmail.com. This will be on your podcast. Anything that you're listening on, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon, Google Podcasts. We'll have this package up for y'all and on there by the end of the night, early in the morning, so you can listen to it if you missed it or if you just want to re-listen to it or something like that. We appreciate everybody that likes to rock with us, man. We do it for you guys and we do it for us. It's kind of like a therapeutic session for me and, you know, just rallying and talking with the bros and everything. Right? So we appreciate y'all hanging out with us. So we go into business shout outs before we get that announcement from the guy over there. Wally, you got anything you want to give him? Comp, you got anything you want to give him before I get into this?
Hey, man, welcome back. Season 3.
Season 3. Episode 21, man. Speaking of which, let me go ahead and plug her. Today is also National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Oh, wow.
And okay. We have a National Woman of Health and Fitness that is going to be on with us next week. I will have the honor of having my wife on, my queen, the rib, Janet Nicole Gathers, aka She Gathers Wellness, aka Gat House Fitness, aka your favorite yogi's favorite yogi, aka master level Reiki, health and wellness practitioner, all of that good stuff, aka the Etsy shop. She's running a sale at like 30% off for you, you know, in honor of next week being on with us and all that kind of stuff. So there'll be some select products that will be on there for you to grab what you need, your love oils and all that good stuff.
I forgot she got the little Etsy shop.
Yeah, she got that little Etsy shop or whatnot, you know. So with our business shout out. So yeah, Janet Gathers, she'll be on with us next week. So our viewers, our listeners, have y'all's questions ready, broad spectrum. The wife at one point in time was 242 pounds. I'll let her tell most of that next. Ate a lot of her emotions and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, she's rocking, you know, let's just say she lost 100 pounds and no surgeries and all that kind of stuff. And then she got into the yoga and the Reiki and, I mean, I don't want to tell a whole story, but just have your questions ready, broad related to yoga, to Reiki, to working out. She's going to give you a little bit of free game, and then you have to get the rest from her, you know, for a flat fee, but we are gonna have her on, just kind of interview her, you know, just kind of interview her, ask her a bunch of questions, pick her brain about a couple of things, let her tell a part of her story. Because we got a lot of women listeners and we can get some stuff from her as well. She's written most of my workout plans that I have, you know, so I have a female trainer. Doesn't matter, as long as you're getting the job done, but you got to be consistent with the workout if she writes it.
Dang. I would never let a chick train me though. Like,
yeah. So with that being said, you know, you got that, the Etsy shop, the Village Healer Apothecary with the Atmos Shift, AKA your, dang, I just messed up the name of the spray, bro. That's
21, man. Right, 21, bro.
21 episodes. No, 21 episodes.
22 years. And he's at still
shift. This is right. For the bad juju, man. This is your sage spray. This is your beard.
After training, she said.
And body oil, man, from the Village Killer Apothecary. We got Culture College Counseling. They do your college prep based out of Columbia, South Carolina. Kelly and Company Crafting. Man, we do the annual John F. Gathers loop for my pops. They actually did the shirt for me. He was a Cowboys fan. So Kelly and Company Crafting did this for 2020. We didn't actually get to go to walk the loop at Fort Knox, you know. So that's a nice little detail on that shirt and everything.
I saw the star. My apologies. Yeah. I didn't know that was pops. Right. My bad.
You got Chase and Charlie on there too, your iPhone accessories and sunglasses and Apple Watch bands, AKs and Tech does your IT. Legacy of Niga C. We will come back to that one, of course, because I got that. Lissa's Natural. That was the chapstick that I had, the natural chapstick and the bar soap, the body scrubs and everything. She's got the Etsy shop as well. You can check that out. Seabrook Custom Creation. They do shirts and stuff for you as well. We got my guy Nick Sampson. He's written 2 children's books himself. And we got Nick's books on there. Erica Randall's son, Jaden Randall. Mr. Jaden Randall, he wrote his own book. We got that on there as well. AJ's wife, Miss Katrina Cole. She's got the wine shop at home, man. Your wine tasting, your pairings and everything. Hit her up. She can get you right. It's getting ready to get a little cooler. Most places, not down here. And you know, you're going to start to host those parties and everything so she can pair you up with the good reds and the good white wines and stuff that you need to get that taken care of. I see these hugs are my hugs and good day, Legacy of Niga C.
Ooh, I'm just going to hold them. Both of them.
I'm just going to let, you know, the compass or Miss Dana can shout it and let them know what's going on here. Okay. What you got there, champ?
Man, this is a little bag, man. My wife carry around, bro, and it's got all the knickknacks in it, man. It's got...
And the patty wax.
Man, right, yeah. Right. All that, you know. Yeah, man, she keep them in a Ziploc. I don't know why.
Yes, sir. Pressed up.
Yeah, but, yeah, man. Good day. We finally got our bulk order, okay, for those... Right. Really for my people that I'm going to be shipping out these signed copies too.
Y'all got your little bulk order.
Who's gonna be shipping out?
Huh?
Who's gonna be shipping out?
Not me. That's coming from the logistics manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just communications. I'm communications. Yeah, I'm just communications. Yeah, I'm just communications. Yeah, I relinquish that title.
So yeah, that's where we sitting at with those, man. Both of them still doing numbers. Fantastic book, man. Yes. It's a good day. Our mantra is today's a great day to have a great day. Start saying that in the mornings. Watch that thing change your life. No matter what happened, if you walk and talk and breathing, you having a good day. You know what I'm saying? So make the best of it. So there you go. Right there.
Max.
Wally?
We're going to do this real quick, too.
Go for it.
We need to make this a thing. Therefore, if we have anyone interested... We'll drop another picture of this. And y'all trying to do something, y'all let us know.
Y'all trying to do something for Tucson, let you know. We'll press them up. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, they hard.
You might not get one of them on there.
Hey, maybe they could. They just gotta. I mean, but
ain't
they
nobody
would have
come to see you, Otis. Don't nobody want no cop and shirt.
So we might have a third party push them out for us. You know, ain't nobody trying to
hear you. Hey, but I thought, don't we know a dude? I thought we knew somebody. They said their mom could press us up some shirts.
All righty. So we gonna slide right into. Oh, my guy TK, I don't know if Ghost Rider Clothing is back on or not, man. I think he was sold out. So we got his on there. I can't see my comments. They have blanked out. So I'm assuming the wife would drop those the shout outs in there, all those links, so you can get all this goodness that's out there. Ghost Rider Clothing, Compass, I ain't fooling with you. We got our YouTube channel on there, Brothers from Another. So we do these live sessions / I'll put them on the podcast, and the Compass, you know, he gets them all mixed and mastered up and puts them on the YouTube channel. I haven't checked to see if our subscribers have climbed. They should have, you know, for what we have coming up with this announcement. But
they have, well, man. Like, they went up maybe 5 or 6 since Friday.
Okay. Yeah. And we got the Undisputed Champs on there. So my man Wally has a podcast with Mr. Man that we've had on before. And they get into that wrestling, and they go wild. They go bananas on that. Like I said,
it's so, him. It's not me. Don't say they. He got a problem.
They go bananas.
He is, man. Anger so, management 101.
Yeah. Exactly. So they be showing out on there. And the last shout out I have before we get out of here, and like I said, please send those questions in. I think I reopened our BFA inbox, the questions leading into next week. And if y'all got any questions for us or topics y'all want us to discuss, questions, comments, concerns, feedback, you know, hit us up, let us know. And any questions y'all have for Janet coming on in relation to the health and wellness and yoga and Reiki and mindfulness and all that kind of stuff, you know, you can send those in or just be on here with us next week to rock and ask those questions. So the last YouTube channel that I have on here is for the Compass. And that's all I'm going to give you. Compass, man. What is going on here?
You know? That's a horrible jump, bro. I don't even know if y'all can hear that.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Yes. So my apologies for my lack of reading comprehension by deleting my previous channel, okay? We were up, I think I was up maybe 125 comments on that video that I had asked everyone to comment on their, you know, favorite shoe, whatever, and I was doing a giveaway, okay? I did have a screenshot of like the first maybe, I think it was like 7 to 10 comments before it was deleted. And the new channel with the first 1 to 10 comments. So wrote everybody's names down, put them in a hat. And according to the sticky, this is what the queen wrote down, who won, Brad Suter.
What?
Yeah, Mr. Brad Suter, man. Brad, if you're watching, I think he was commenting. I thought I seen him in our comments.
Yeah, Brad was on there. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Brad, man. And I got the box. All right, man.
So after Brad,
they sitting DS, man. You know, I have not done anything to him. This is factory.
Man.
You know,
B-Rad with the giveaway win, man.
I will hop in your DMs, man. I will hop in your inbox. I've got two or three different t-shirts in the inbox. Well, in my
cart. And you get the Dare shirt?
You get the Dare. Yeah, it's the shirt and shoes.
You get the Dare shirt with it too. Man, be red. All
right, peace out.
You get the chicken and the biscuit, man.
All right, be red. Brad Suter.
If you're watching, Brad Suter, man, you're getting that reverse Brad One Low in that t-shirt.
Brad, that's not your size, so you can send them on this way. That's another one of my brothers from another. It's Fort Campbell too, man.
Yeah, Brad, you know what, there. Man? We'll talk about that. But I did not know that until recently, you know?
Really? How recent? Like season one, season two?
Season one.
Yeah, you know? Brad.
And I'm like, man, and really I'm getting forgetful about names too. But him and I had some offline conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, like, yeah, I remember you. Like this, I remember that day, you know. But anyway, I digress.
All good. All good. Wally, you gonna take us up out of here? I think we had a great one, man. It was good to be back on with y'all fellas, man. We talk every day anyway, but to hit that live button and get back on with y'all. Get my man, appreciate the shirt though, Wally. That's good stuff there, man. You and your connect getting that squared away to design the logos, and I appreciate it for real though.
Hey, but next time, bro, I want more of a turtleneck type joint, Wally.
Man, we out. With that being said, man, our BFAers, our likers, our followers, and everybody that's gonna hear this tomorrow morning, later tonight, and everything. We appreciate y'all hanging out with us. We'll be back same time, same place, 7:15 p.m. next week with She Gathers Wellness, man. So y'all come ready with your questions loaded. We're gonna get this thing worked out, and check that Etsy shop. You can catch that sale as well. Y'all have a good night.
Ooh, segue.
My man.
Oh man, hold on, bro.
You know when you be going off and it still be a hot mic. You get that hot mic.
I'm going on, fellas. Hold on, fellas. I'm trying to.
He going to hang up.